Excision number 11772, reel 2.
Mr. Harp, reel 2. So you were saying that this explosive bullet hit the seat behind your head?
Yes.
Without causing you any damage?
Not as far as I know.
Were you shot down at all in the Battle of Britain?
No. Not until afterwards.
How did that come about?
I was learning to be an instructor at Cramwell. And it was at night. And we were just coming into land, only about 200 feet. And suddenly there was these bullets going past. And it was like squeezing a matchbox. Oh, the crinkling of the timber. Suddenly things came away in your hand and we hit the deck.
This was a German Air Force intruder, right?
Yes, the intruder. And the only time I've ever seen one at night as well. It's, one of the well-known things.
A fighter?
No, bomber thing.
Heinkel. Or Dornier?
No, Heine. Heine 111.
When was that?
Just after the Battle of Britain, when I came off out of the Battle of Britain, and I was learning to be an instructor. It'd be the Christmas of, after Christmas of, 42, I suppose it would be.
Must have been 1940 if it was the Battle of Britain. Must have been 1940 if it was the Battle of Britain.
Yeah, well, it was after the Battle of Britain, you see. It was that Christmas after the Battle of Britain.
What kind of plane were you in?
An Oxford.
Was it a write-off?
Yeah.
Were you injured?
No.
And it was at Digby, was it?
No, this was at Cramwell. That was where the Central Flying School was, you see, where you used to learn to be an instructor.
In the Battle of Britain, were you mostly attacking German bombers or German fighters?
Bombers, I suppose. Fair mixture of both, I mean, that you don't.
Whereabouts were you mostly doing the fighting in the Battle of Britain?
All round Chisholm, round south of London. Surrey, was us in Kent, Sussex, of course.
How many times would you usually go up in a day?
Well, two or three. Sometimes you didn't get off the ground at all. I think my maximum effort was five times on the 15th.
15th of August or September?
September. That was a big day, wasn't it? 15th of September.
What do you remember about that day?
Very little. I was very frightened all day.
Did you think the Germans were going to win the Battle of Britain?
I don't see how they came to lose it. I said they'd only got to go into Ireland and attack from the west, and we'd have been done. That's always been my impression, that if Hitler had gone into Ireland and put a couple of bases there to attack from Ireland, we wouldn't have stood an earthly chance. Instead of which, off he went to Russia.
Did you feel at the time that the fate of the country depended on the performance of the RAF pilots?
Oh, no. We'd just got a job to do and told to do it and get on with it. That was that. I had no thoughts of anything else.
Did you think the country was about to be invaded?
Well, yes, because we used to keep getting these warnings. The barges were afloat and things like that. They were coming in.
What did you think of the quality of the German pilots?
All very good. By and large, they were. I mean, the bombers, the way they used to fall and eight on each other and stick it. And came across one or two of the, one ME-110 fighter. It was a twin engine job. Well, I couldn't beat him. Yep. He didn't beat me either.
For manoeuvring?
Yes, so that was that. They were very, very good aeroplanes to manoeuvre. Well, they must have been. I mean, I could handle a Hurricane by that time, but he could keep inside me. Or
do you think the pilots on opposing sides hated each other?
No, I don't think we hated each other. We weren't very friendly, like. There's a difference between being friendly and hating, isn't there? I mean, I think I could admire the German pilots.
Were there any of their planes which were easier to shoot down?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You didn't come across any of their dive bombers to attack?
No, no. They were the sitting ducks, weren't they? The Stukas. They were, that's all they were. Sitting ducks.
How did you spend your free time in the Battle of Britain?
didn't have any, as I remember. You see, you got woken up at about 7 o'clock, if not before. You got down to this dispersal, and they came round with a bit of breakfast. And then you just started that, and you'd be off.
What would you be doing at dispersal?
Difficult question. I suppose I should say nothing.
Just sitting around talking?
Yeah. You might go and have a look at your aeroplane, the one you've been detailed to fly.
Did you have the same aeroplane all the time?
Generally, yes. Generally. What's happened to this here?
That's all right.
Generally, you kept to the same aeroplane.
Did you alter it in any way?
No.
Putting mirrors in or anything of that kind?
No, they were all in. You used to line up your guns now and again and things like that, of course.
What did you think of the quality of attention which the machines got from the ground crews?
Well, to start with, I thought it was very, very good indeed, but by the end of the Battle of Britain, I wasn't so sure.
Why did it change?
Well, you see, you'd got to all the, the mechanics, whereas before you had the fitters on them, and then you got these mechanics, and they were pretty useless by and large.
Why did the mechanics come in instead of the fitters?
Well, they haven't got any fitters.
Because of casualties?
No. It's just shortage in the service, I suppose. Really, you see, there was one day I went to the servicing shed to collect my aeroplane, and I went down there, got in the cockpit, and there's a little lad who started to wind the propeller, and he wound and wound and wound, and he wouldn't get anywhere. So I hopped out and told him to get in and look after things, and I'd wind. So he was looking in the cockpit there, and I said, well, get in and hold the stick. All you got to do is hold the stick back. I've set the throttle and everything else. What do you mean, hold the stick back? Look, sir, look, Sarge, I'm only a rigger. So I thought, that was pretty off. He was a rigger, didn't know what the stick was. That's one of my funny tales, that is.
What did you think of the quality of intelligence you were getting about the German air raids? Would they be where you were told they would be?
You mean the raids coming in?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, rarely, if ever, did we miss them. They were too big. I mean, the sky used to be black with blinking things.
Were you always greatly outnumbered?
Yes. I can answer that truthfully. There's three or four of us and hundreds of them. At least it seemed like it.
So what would be the tactics of attacking such a great mass of German planes?
Well, you just went in and pressed your button and got out of the way. Because, you see, the bullets were coming in all directions. And well, that was me anyway.
Would you attack them head on?
We tried that once. And I forget now why we didn't try it ever again. It couldn't have been very successful.
So what did you do instead?
Well, we're usually a basic attack. Climbed up and down on top. And into it. And I probably keep going.
Straight through them.
Mm.
So were you always able to get above them?
Always
able to get above them?
Oh yes. I don't think I had much trouble about that. But don't forget that the 110s or 109s, they were above the bombers invariably, and it was a very dicey situation at any time.
Were you totally outperformed by the 109?
Not outperformed, no, no. Definitely not. I said there's this 110, which I remember, put up such a hell of a fight. I think we both gave it up in a bad job.
Did you have a lot of very inexperienced pilots in the Battle of Britain in your squadron?
Oh, yes, two or three.
What happened to them?
Okay. Well, some took to it like a duck takes to water, and others didn't last 5 minutes. I don't suppose you came across Group Captain Ambrose.
No.
Well, he came to the squadron before the Battle of Britain. And he and I had one or two sort of exercise flights trying to photograph each other. And he sort of didn't do very well. So I took him under my wing and told him how to do a tight turn and one or two things. And he got shot down about twice, I think, but survived to tell the tale. I think he got the DFC somewhere.
Did you have any pilots who cracked up, who couldn't take it?
Oh, I think there were one or two. They just sort of went.
What would be the symptoms?
Don't know. No idea. I think they, before a chap cracked up, I think first of all, there'd be this, he didn't want to fly. You see, that would be the beginning of it. So then, off he'd get posted somewhere. Either to tow a drogue or do some other lowly job.
Did the other pilots feel sympathetic with them or not?
I don't think so.
So they felt they weren't pulling their weight.
I suppose they must have felt it. Especially when the changeover from the Gauntlet to the Hurricane. I remember there's one or two didn't like flying the Hurricanes at all. And that was another thing that was. When we got down to this place, Stapleford Tawney, I was quite friendly with a little sergeant pilot. He came from Hull or somewhere around there. He'd learnt to fly at Hull. And he was quite an average pilot. He got to Stapleford Tawney and, he didn't like that aerodrome. He didn't like the aerodrome. It was an awful aerodrome. And he finished up right in the middle of it.
Crashed.
What went wrong with him, I never know. Yes, crashed right into the middle of it. And then to make matters a damn sight worse, the ground crew had a crane and they were sort of trying to lift this wreck and get it out of the way. And some idiot took off and went straight into the crane and the lorry and the lot. Whatever took got hold of him, I should never know. A terrible thing to happen. But this poor little fellow, how he hated that aerodrome. Long before he crashed on it.
Do you think that was a symptom of his morale giving way?
No idea what it was.
Did you and your colleagues never go into London to enjoy yourselves during the Battle of Britain?
Nope. Haven't got time.
Did you go to the local pubs?
Yes. I forgot what the name of the local pub was now. Abridge, was that the name of the town?
There is an Abridge near there, yes.
Abridge.
What did the local people think of you?
I don't know.
Did they have anything to do with you?
Not a lot. Not that I remember, anyway.
And was your squadron rested in the Battle of Britain, or did you just stay at the same airfield all the time? Were you pulled back north?
No, I think we stayed all the way through it. You see, we didn't get there until August. And then we went all the way through it, and then we came back to Digby. In the end, whereas from Digby I got to on the flying course, the flying training instructor's course, and got to Cranwell, and what was that?
So that was the end of your operations during the
war? Yes, it was.
Were you glad to be off operations?
Oh, I think so. You see, I'd been with the squadron so long and had such good times with it. And going back to Digby, there it was, all over the sky. Nobody could keep a formation or anything. And I think I was quite glad to leave it.